In an attempt to be comforting, we're going to start our look at statistics the same place we started our look at designs, and that is the difference between variables and constants. Now, we're talking about variables and constants in the data, not in your intention, not in your design, not in your literature review, but what's actually in the data set. And so a constant means the same thing it meant before, when all the participants in the sample have the same value on the measure or behavior. Variables, when at least some of the participants have different values. Those variables can be qualitative or quantitative. Now, there are very elaborate systems out there for labeling variables. Probably the one you've heard before is nominal ordinal interval ratio. We'll worry about that later. It's a fine system. There's systems that go up to a book of gradations that big. It's an entire book on data collection and what that tells us about data analysis. We won't read that book. But we're going to try and hit the high points that are going to have an influence. And right now, the biggest influence is going to be variables and constants. Got to start there. There's nothing to analyze in a constant. Now, where do we get constants? Remember that these are sample data with the intention of representing what we intend to represent. We sample individuals from populations. When we collect data, they are in a setting doing a task at some moment in time in society. All those are part of what we sample, because all those are part of how we describe and from what we try to generalize. So where do we get constants? Well, I always get emotional about things like this. Good constants and bad constants. Good constants are when everybody really has the same value. Can happen, not as often as you think. In a sense, beware constants. Make sure that you don't have a constant just because you have an imprecise measure. For example, age for a group of first graders. If it's number of years old, you may get a constant. If it's number of days old, you're not. Do you have enough precision to represent what you're trying to? And make sure that your response categories don't create homogeneity that's a lie. Also, an adequate sample. Smaller samples are more likely to have bad constants. Well, that makes sense. Non-representative, particularly incomplete samples, are more likely to have constants. So make sure that you know enough about the sampling process that you know if you're comfortable with constants that you get.